helping you plan for a successful retirement and what's right for you and your family. This is the Aging Hour with Bill Davis and elder law attorney Phil George of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. KGMI and the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety. The opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome to the show. It is the Aging Hour, brought to you by Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I'm Bill Davis. My friend over there, who always feels like he's got to talk over me, is Phil George, Philip Ray George. He is the counselor at law. He's, an elder law attorney.
Yes.
Did I cover everything?
That's pretty good for Saturday.
It's okay
afternoon.
For right now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Been okay?
You
all right?
I've been doing real good. How about you?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready to talk about aging.
Oh, man. Me too.
Yeah. Oh, you know, and I think I just had an anniversary, a birthday anniversary of my aneurysm.
Oh, yeah.
Which happened last year this time.
Do you give somebody a cake for that?
Yeah, what do you get? What kind of, my wife went into the Hallmark store, tried to find, she couldn't find a card.
There were no aneurysm cards?
No aneurysm cards anywhere.
I feel like such a jerk. I didn't get you anything.
I think she said, happy living anniversary or something like that, because I'm still alive.
That was nice of her.
Well, because it didn't kill me. You know, I told you the audience here probably knows about it. When I had the aneurysm afterwards and they fixed it and I was fine, they told me that 90% of the people who have that aortic type of aneurysm die before they get to the ER.
Wow.
And then 80% of those die on the operating table.
Man.
How in the heck am I still here?
Absolutely.
I
think that they probably had you in their tractor beam.
I guess
so. And they just said, no, it's not his time.
No, not yet.
Did you hear any like angel bells or anything
like
that?
No, they just, I went in the hospital. They detected what it was and they put me under. I didn't have time. It was like 30 minutes. And because they said you've lost like 3/5 of your blood supply.
Yeah, a huge
and
amount.
And they said, we got to do this now because you're going to die in 2 hours.
Yeah.
So, no, I didn't have time. Didn't hear angels. Didn't hear anything. And I woke up and went, oh, I'm still here. Rats. I thought I was going to the great beyond. I was going to have all kinds of fireballs and cosmic energies and everything. Nah, didn't happen.
Do you think that's what our audience thinks about, like right before the show starts on the weekend?
Yeah, exactly. they go, oh, I'm hearing angels sing.
Wonderful. And then rats.
Rats, I'm still. It's the same guy. What are we going to talk about today?
Oh, man, we've got some good ones today. We've got, let's see, first email question. What is the biggest reason why estate plans fail? Estate plans.
All right,
fail,
easy for you to say.
When families need them the most. Second, we've got a couple of nice ladies
coming
in. Oh,
you got guests coming
absolutely
in,
from the Weitzel and Andrew Home Team, powered by Remax. We're going to talk to Carmen Andrew and Mary Noe. And then the final question, my girlfriend thinks that their home will just go to her if her husband passes. Is this true? And then, of course, we get to my favorite segment. It's the wrap-up.
Let's jump into our first email question here. And by the way, you can email the show at radio@safeharborlegal.com. Again, radio@safeharborlegal.com. I've been listening to your show for the past year. Cha-ching.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, we get a fresh new shiny nickel for every brand new listener we get.
Each
really like hearing what you guys have to say.
I like that.
You get another nickel for that.
I like that.
Okay. You've said something several times, and I'm wondering if you could explain this. I've heard you say that most estate plans fail when families need them the most. She's reading right off of your liner card.
Is it my mom? I say she.
I'm not sure.
It could be my dad.
That's exactly what you say.
Right.
Can you explain why most estate plans fail when families need them the most? Okay.
Why, sure.
All yours. Sure,
why,
you can.
Why, yes. I would be happy to do this.
Like, he doesn't know.
What?
Because he says this every week.
A great and enlightened question.
I know. You like that.
From what I'm sure is a very enlightened and wonderful and probably very, very beautiful human being.
All right. Quit sucking up to the listener. Okay. Why do estate plans fail when they need them the most?
Okay. So 70% of estate plans fail when families need them the most, right? And so— first, let's talk just a little bit about what failure looks like, and then we'll get into why these plans fail. Failure for these plans, when I'm talking about failure, it's running out of money. It's having to go through probate. Mm-hmm. It's becoming a burden on your loved ones, right? Mm-hmm. If these things happen while for you to your estate plan, if something happens to you, then I'm sorry, you just haven't planned correctly. It's failed.
Okay, so let's just say you're not a crazy person who's buying a whole bunch of stuff on QVC.
Sure.
Or you're not buying a brand new car every single year. How do these people run out of money?
Oh, okay. So running out of money happens a couple of different ways. You've got estate taxes, right?
Okay, yeah.
If you've got an estate in Washington and you're over about $2.2 million, then when the second spouse passes, the government will take a huge chunk out of your estate.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a $3 million estate and you don't do any estate planning, then when the second spouse passes, your kids will owe the government about $80,000 in estate taxes.
Yeah.
So that is something that people just want to avoid. Mm-hmm. Uncovered long-term care costs. And we talk about this in here all the time.
Oh, yeah. If you don't have long-term care insurance or if you don't have a passel of money.
Absolutely.
What is it, like $15,000?
It's like $10,600 a month for regular long-term care. If you go into a rehab facility, that jumps all the way up to about $14,000, $15,000 a month.
You can see how quickly your money gets drained.
They're huge, huge costs. And then you've got other long-term care issues then that can kind of drain the money out of your estate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different things that have to do with housing and all that kind of stuff. But if you're not careful, you'll run out of money.
Probate.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, boy. We talk
favorite
about this
subject of yours
all the time.
Yeah.
That's right. And I'm sure that this wonderful person who sent this email and has probably heard me talk about probate,
I
can't. I'm an attorney.
I like it. That's your excuse. Why do I suck up to people? Because I'm an attorney.
So probate, Whatcom County, about $6,500 on average, takes about a year and a half. And it's absolutely and totally avoidable if you set up your documents correctly. And not only is it the $6,500 and a year and a half, but it also means that the whole world's going to know what you have. So part of the probate process is actually filing with the courts what the person had and then who gets what. And as soon as you file that with the courts, anybody with a computer can jump online and say, oh, look who got this.
Yeah.
Now it's not uncommon for people to get new boyfriends or girlfriends and that kind of stuff. So they're not private. And there's fighting. If you've got 18 months worth of probate, right around month 13, if somebody's had 13 months to think about what they're going to do with all their newfound inheritance, they start to get a little antsy, you know? And then before you know it, their wife is going, where's our inheritance? And then before you know it, they're hiring their own attorney. And it's a mess. Better to avoid.
We talk a lot about becoming a burden on your family, especially it's hard on the kids.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. And in a couple of different ways. So if you're going to be a burden on your family with your kids, one, you're going to need long-term care help, and you're going to put your kids in a position where they're going to have to be the ones to care for you, right? Where they're going to have to be the ones helping you use the bathroom, helping you get dressed, helping you take baths, all that kind of stuff. If you haven't put a plan in place and you've run out of money because you can't afford it, then who's going to do it? It's going to be your family. And so now they have to leave their jobs. They have to leave what is important to them to go and take care of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The other way this happens is if you don't have a plan in place, then you leave your kids open to have to answer all these different questions and come to all these different conclusions. And this is where the fighting can really come into play.
Yeah.
Even if you have kids that have normally really gotten along well and love each other and all this kind of stuff, if you throw them into an emotional situation where tension is really high and now they have to make all these decisions for you because you didn't take the time to make them for yourself, now you're putting them in a position where they're going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to fight, and that's all there is to it. So,
well, you talk about a good estate plan can help you avoid everything we just talked about.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's not magic. It's just that you have to think about this estate planning a little bit differently. And so that's why we do this show. That's why I do so much speaking in the community. It's so that we can get people to start thinking about this stuff differently.
This person asked us in the email, said, you know, what are you talking about when you say the biggest reasons plans fail. So you want to address that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, there are two main reasons. The first one is there's just too many questions left for your family, right? There's too many questions left for your family. So they just start either duking it out and fighting it out, that kind of stuff. Or they jump on Google. And that can be really bad. Sometimes it's not your friend.
Yeah.
And so with your family, like I was just talking about, if you leave them too many holes to plug themselves.
I was going to ask you when you say, you know, too many questions, what does that mean?
It's if your family's going to fight, usually it's not going to be about the worded or the verbiage inside of your will or your trust, because that's something that's kind of for most people, the legalese is hard to grasp, but it's going to be about stuff like, you know, when is it time to pull the plug? What do I want done? Do I want to be cremated or buried?
Yeah.
What do you want done with your ashes? That kind of thing. Those kinds of questions can tear families apart because, again, in tense situations where there's lots of stress, there's lots of emotion, it's very natural for people to take two different sides on it, even though it's just kind of a silly argument. And then, yeah, the relationship that's built up over years just gets destroyed in them fighting.
Well, and I know you pretty much want to stay away from Google because...
All the time. All the time.
Sometimes you're not going to get the good information.
Just like, you talk to any doctor out there. You talk to any dentist out there. Yeah. And you ask them what's the worst thing a patient can do. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be Google your symptoms. Because before you know it, you'll think you'll have the dengue fever.
Right.
And so the same thing with law. Same thing with what to do after somebody passes away. You jump on Google, and before you know it, you're going to be running into your shower with a toaster trying to get away from it all.
So bottom line, what do you do? What can you do about all of these problems?
All these things?
Yeah.
Call and make an appointment.
Okay.
You talk to a really good attorney who talks to a really good radio host every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m.
Would that be you?
It'd be us, yes. And so call.
360-746-7169, 360-746-7169, and Philip will be happy to explain and go over everything he just did.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. This studio is going to get crowded
moment. Yep. It is. We're going to be talking to Carmen Andrew and Mary No of the Weitzel and Andrew Home Team, powered by RE/MAX.
That's coming up next on the Aging Hour here on KGMI.
Any and all information provided by this radio program is for general information and entertainment purposes and is not intended to give legal advice. Listening or interacting with this radio program does not create an attorney-client relationship, and any information sent to this radio program may not be constituted as attorney-client privilege. It is important that you seek counsel and discuss your case with a competent attorney. Review your local state bar for information on each attorney you hire.
Are you a woman worried about your aging parents? More than 75% of family caregivers in the U.S. are women. And unfortunately, most of these women end up having to leave their careers to take care of their aging parents. But this doesn't have to be you. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide your parents through creating an estate and retirement plan that will take you from caregiver to care manager. That means you won't be the one helping your parents bathe or get dressed. Instead, you'll manage the care who come to help your parents with their daily life, so you can ensure your parents' well-being without having to sacrifice your career. Don't let a lack of planning steal your hard-earned future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you'll be by your parents' side without putting your life to the side. Don't wait until it's too late. Learn how a plan from Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help your parents and help you. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
Isn't it finally time to get your affairs in order? You've been putting it off and putting it off, but did you know more than 70% of retirement plans fail when families need them most? Don't let your family be one of the 70%. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will show you how to give yourself the best possible chance at a dignified retirement and the best possible chance for peace of mind for your whole family. That means no running out of money from uncovered long-term care costs or extravagant death taxes. No being forced out of your home against your wishes. And never becoming a burden on your loved ones. Don't let a lack of planning spoil your retirement or your family's future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you won't have to worry about being one of the 70% that fail. Let the folks at Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
How confident are you in your estate plan? Confident enough to know you won't run out of money from uncovered long-term care costs? Confident enough to know you won't be forced out of your home against your wishes? Confident enough to know you'll never become a burden on your loved ones? If you aren't 100% confident in your estate plan, it's not the plan for you. Don't risk it, and don't wait until it's too late. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will make sure you can lead a dignified retirement and offer your family peace of mind, so you'll never have to worry about exorbitant expenses, being forced from your home, or becoming a burden. And if you don't have an estate plan yet, the attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal Solutions are there to guide you. Put your plan in place today, so you can prepare yourself and your family for the future, no matter what it holds. Safe Harbor Legal will show you exactly how to set your family up for success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
Back on the big show that we like to call the Aging Hour, brought to you by Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Bill Davis here, along with my good friend, Philip Ray George.
Mm-hmm.
Philly Ray George.
Oh, yeah.
The guy with three names.
I could be a country singer.
Yeah, sure.
That's right.
Boy, the studio's crowded.
It is. It is.
You
we have some
guests
here.
Would you like to chat with them for a few minutes?
I would.
I actually, if it's okay with you,
sure.
I'm going to get some coffee and take a break.
But we need you here.
I will try my best
okay.
to not interrupt
okay.
with my silly, stupid little questions.
No, not at all.
So who'd you bring
with
you today?
We have some guests in the studio today. We have Carmen Andrew and we have Mary No. And you guys are from the Weitzel Andrew home team, right?
Yes, right.
Tell us a little bit about Weitzel Andrew home team.
Well, I'd love to. So this is Carmen speaking. Mm-hmm. The Weitzel Home Team was formed way back in 1976 with a man by the name of Chris Weitzel.
Huh.
And he started real estate specializing out in Sudden Valley and was very prominent, created a great community out there. And about 2020, he mm-hmm. moved over to RE/MAX. They started an office out there.
Yeah.
And he needed an assistant. He had never used a computer. So behold, he hired a college student named Carmen Andrew. I started to work for him part-time through uh-huh. my years at Western. And so that's how the team was born.
Fantastic.
Fast forward, 2017, got uh-huh. back into real estate full-time with Chris, and we became partners, and now he's enjoying Hawaii, and I'm leading the team.
Good
so now
you.
It's the Weitzel and Andrew
oh, that's
home
fantastic.
Team. You see how that works? And we've got several license agents. We've got five of us total, couple of admin. We have a great time, and
awesome.
We're here today because Mary and I
uh-huh.
specialize in seniors real estate.
Wow, fantastic. Well, that just happens to dovetail nicely into what we talk about here on the show every weekend. So a little bit more about Chris, though. Did he retire to Hawaii?
He's not fully retired.
Okay.
We do sort of keep him around to help out a little bit here and there.
I've got a question about that.
Yeah.
I live in Sudden Valley.
Yes, sir.
He's got an office here, doesn't he?
Yeah. So
like
our,
right by the Sudden, what is that called?
The Valley Market.
Inn.
The
yeah.
Valley
yeah.
Market. Yeah.
Right.
There's a RE/MAX office. So
right.
it's a branch office of RE/MAX Whatcom County.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Chris has been out there since about 1999.
Yeah.
As have I. And that's where our whole team is housed.
Excellent.
So, but no, Chris is still, he's still doing it part-time, but we let him go to Hawaii here and there and just do what he wants to do.
That's
and
fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. No, he's a wonderful mentor, and actually his daughter's on our team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
We got some family legacy going.
Good. So maybe a little bit about you guys. We know, Carmen, a little bit about what kind of brought you into real estate, but Mary, what about you? What brought you here?
Yeah, this is Mary. Hello, uh-huh. everyone. I relocated to the Pacific Northwest about several years ago with my husband. We had looked all over Western Washington and finally landed in Bellingham. Just love it. And I was actually, my background is in teaching and writing.
Okay.
When I came up to the area, I decided to become a notary public so that I could get out and meet new people and learn about all the areas.
Mm-hmm.
And through the course of doing that work, I met up with a lot of real estate agents and their clients. And one of the teams that would call me in to help with their clients was the Weitzel home team,
okay.
now the Weitzel and Andrew home team.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to see how I worked, and I got to see how they worked and how they treated their customers and just their philosophy and giving to the community. And so they asked me to go ahead and get my real estate license and mm-hmm. join the team,
mm-hmm.
Primarily because I was doing a lot of work with the senior community,
mm-hmm.
Going into assisted living facilities and assisting mm-hmm. those folks who really couldn't get out to get their notary needs met.
Mm-hmm.
And So that's why Carmen and I have teamed up, and we are both certified senior real estate specialists.
I love that.
And there's such a need in our community for resources, and we have so many of our current and former customers that really look to us for for resources and referrals.
Yes.
And so we are really building quite a dynamic team of resources and providers that we can suggest to them.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys coming in here today. I was very excited just to talk to you because the need for somebody who specializes in senior issues when it comes to real estate is just huge. It's one of the biggest things that people struggle with, and especially in Whatcom County. And I know I'm probably preaching to the choir here, but the a lot of times a person's home is their biggest asset, and so how do they use that? What can they do with that asset and that equity to make sure that they can kind of live out their years the way that they want to? I appreciate the work that you guys do. But we're here today to talk specifically about an issue, a big issue.
Big issue.
Absolutely. And so capital gains.
Capital gains.
Capital gains. Yeah. And so why don't you guys tell me just then a little bit for the people out there in Radioland, what are capital gains?
Well, the easiest way to describe capital gains is basically somewhat the equity that you make in your home during your ownership. Mm-hmm. So it's the difference between what you sell your home for and what you bought it for.
Okay.
That's a very simplified version. Of course, we will talk about how we can actually make that amount smaller.
Right.
And right now, of course, especially after our pandemic years in the real estate market where everything appreciated 40-50%
right.
in Whatcom and Skagit counties, a lot of people have some capital gains that they need to deal with.
Absolutely. And so how do you calculate capital gains?
Well, we use this word called basis.
Mm-hmm.
And what basis is your price of your house and then anything that you did to remodel it. You know, people ask us all the time, how do I write off my kitchen remodel on my taxes? Or how do I write off my new windows? Well, the truth is you can't write them off on your annual taxes, but you can write them off as part of your basis having to do with your capital gains when you go to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, keep your receipts. That's the number one thing. But whatever you bought the house for, add in everything that you've done over time.
Mm-hmm.
And that number becomes your basis. So when you go to sell, you take the amount that you sell for less all of your fees. You don't have to include those.
Okay.
And then that amount minus your basis is your capital gain.
Is there now, do improvements, does that include everything from yard work to a deck in the backyard to that kind of thing? Or
you'd have to double check with your CPA,
but
my understanding is really any improvement that you've done on your house, roofs, windows, siding, kitchens, remodels, flooring, those sorts of things, all of that does count.
Understood. Okay, fantastic. And when we were talking before we went on air here, you mentioned something about a special rule.
Oh, yes, there is a special rule. So once you've calculated your capital gains, if you have lived in the home as your primary residence for at least 2 out of the last 5 years, you can use this special rule, which says that you, if you're single, not married, you get to get a free gain of $250,000.
Oh.
Doesn't count.
That's
nice. If you're married, you get $500,000 free.
Very nice.
Right. Whatever the difference is above that, there is going to be tax applied to that the following year after you sell.
Understood. Understood. And so let's talk a little bit about that. So we've got capital gains and capital gains taxes. How do you avoid capital gains taxes?
Well, again, number one, save your receipts, every little thing. Have a file in your home and just keep record of all of the improvements that you've done over time. Obviously, when you go to sell, another way to avoid them is pricing. So if you're really close on the line, maybe you price it just a little bit less to avoid those capital gains because they can be upwards of 20% of whatever that is. Of course, making sure you are in the home 2 of 5 years. So sometimes if people have a rental home, they might move back into their rental home for at least 2 years.
Okay.
And then sell, and then they get the special rule.
Understood.
Yeah. So on that note, you don't get the special rule if it's an investment property or a second home.
Okay.
It has to can be considered your primary.
Understood. Understood. So if you, I believe that we talked earlier about the need for appraisals. Is that after a spouse passes or is that?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So a common thing we get, common questions we get is, you know, someone's been in their house, a couple, they've lived in their house, you know, many years, 10, 20 plus years, and a spouse passes away. The very best thing that you can do for the capital gains piece, because the spouse that survived is essentially inheriting the home at the value of the day their spouse passed.
Does
that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And so the best thing to do is get an appraisal.
Okay.
As soon as you can, so that you have record of what that house is valued at, because now... That's your new basis. That's your new price that you essentially purchase the home at. Is on that day.
Understood. And can you help people find someone that can do an appraisal for them?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. And so that brings us to the point then. If folks would like to contact you guys, if they'd like to reach out to you, how can they get in contact with you?
Probably the best way is to either go to our website, which is WeitzelHomeTeam.com, and that's spelled Weitzel, W-E-I-T-Z-E-L, HomeTeam.com, or give us a call. And our best number is 360-312-5151.
Perfect. I appreciate you spelling that out for me, because I think that I would have probably messed that up.
I had to check my notes to make sure I was spelling it correctly.
And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys coming in today to talk to us about this. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate what it is, or how much it means to the community what you guys are doing. It's not just moving real estate. You guys are really helping people, and so I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We really love it.
Absolutely.
What are we going to talk about next?
Next, we're going to talk about, we got an email question that came in, and it said, my girlfriend thinks that their home will just go to her husband if he passes.
Something tells me that's
not
right.
Is that true? We'll find out.
Okay, that's coming up next
on
the Aging Hour. Yeah, here on KGMI.
Did you know that if you have a will, your spouse will probably have to take your estate through probate after you die? That's right. A will is designed to take your estate through probate. That means your spouse will be responsible for paying your final tab after you pass. Probates are usually a minimum of $5,000 and take at least 6 months to complete. But we've all heard those horror stories about probates that cost way more and take way longer than that. If you want to learn how to avoid one of these fiascos when you or your spouse passes, then reach out to Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide you through a plan that reduces the risk of financial burden on the loved one you leave behind. Don't set your spouse up for failure. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you can keep your spouse from having to go through probate after you pass. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for future success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
What's the single biggest financial threat to a successful retirement? Uncovered long-term care costs. The average cost of care in a nursing home in Washington State is $10,000 per month. Even a good-sized estate can quickly run out of money with those kinds of costs. You need care, but you don't want to leave a bill behind for your family. So what if there was another way? What if you could transfer onto governmental benefits so your spouse wouldn't have to spend down all their money? What if you could give your family all the tools they need to get you out of a rehab facility and recovering in your own home? What if you knew you would never become a burden on your loved ones? All of this is possible with a plan from Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Don't let a lack of planning steal your retirement or your loved one's future. Learn how a plan from Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can give you a dignified retirement and give your family peace of mind. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com. Are you a woman worried about your aging parents? More than 75% of family caregivers in the U.S. are women. And unfortunately, most of these women end up having to leave their careers to take care of their aging parents. But this doesn't have to be you. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide your parents through creating an estate and retirement plan that will take you from caregiver to care manager. That means you won't be the one helping your parents bathe or get dressed. Instead, you'll manage the care who come to help your parents with their daily life, so you can ensure your parents' well-being without having to sacrifice your career. Don't let a lack of planning steal your hard-earned future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you'll be by your parents' side without putting your life to the side. Don't wait until it's too late. Learn how a plan from Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help your parents and help you. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
No gimmicks, just the highest quality systems, 0% interest financing, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Rely on West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Contact them today at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and mybellinghamnow.com.
Yeah, thanks for joining us again. We are back on the Aging Hour by Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Mm-hmm. They bring you the show. You want to talk to Phil? You can always call him at 360-746-7169. Mm-hmm. You can also email Phil, radio at safeharborlegal.com. Phil, who I'm talking about, is Phil George, right across the mic from me. He is a counselor of law. He is an attorney. He is a geriatric doctor enthusiast.
That also happens to be true.
Okay.
Yes.
And he's also an IT expert when it comes to listening to this show online. Well, actually, it's not you. It's your better half, right?
Yes. She is much better at this than I am. But I am much better than her at saying that if you...
she's going to take issue with that. You don't say you're better than your wife in anything.
That's probably fair. But if you're out there and you want to listen to me make a fool of myself or put my foot in my mouth or anything like that, and you've missed it, or let's say that you know my spouse personally and you want to share this little radio snippet with her, one of the things you can do is you don't have to. If you miss the show, you're not just out of luck. I have to tell you, there's a golden opportunity for you to go to my website.
I thought you were going to say SOL.
I was.
Okay.
You have a golden opportunity to go to my website, www.safeharborlegal.com. Scroll down just a little bit, and you will find a repository of all of the past radio shows that we have done together, and they even have a searchable keyword database. So you can share these pearls of wisdom that Bill and I drop. You can share these moments when I may or may not have put my foot in my mouth with other people. And show them to your friends. Make new friends. It's a great way to be. And then also, how great were Mary and Carmen from the last segment? They were fantastic.
We had guests in the studio talking about seniors and homes and things like that.
We talked about
real estate,
capital gains, and all sorts of good stuff. And so I thought that was a very enlightening segment. And you know what? If you folks out there are lucky, we might even have them back next week.
Oh, nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, go to Phil's website, safeharborlegal.com, and download the shows.
Yes.
All right, we got another email question here. Said, I was talking to my girlfriend the other day, and I mentioned something that I heard on your show. Magic words.
Woo-hoo!
The magic words. Let's hear it. There we go.
Man.
Yeah. We get that shiny new nickel every time. All you got to do is say you listen to the show or how brilliant we are or you're listening to the show.
Yeah, exactly right. Okay. Anything like that.
Anyway, mentioned something I heard on your show. You said that if one spouse passes, the home doesn't just go directly to the surviving spouse.
Right.
Well, my girlfriend is positive that Phil is incorrect.
Whoa!
No, that Phil is not right. That
the pain.
That Phil is wrong. That Phil is mistaken.
Oh, it's my kryptonite.
She is sure that if her husband was to pass, that the home would go directly to her. I'm worried that she and her husband haven't done any planning because they don't think it's necessary. Can you talk about what happens to real estate when one spouse passes? Yes, especially he will be happy to do so since you said he was a fool and incorrect and wrong. He loves that.
I do. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. So, that's... You know, somebody's got a friend who's got an idea.
Yeah.
And they don't think
got it from somebody. Googled
it. Exactly. Probably maybe heard it at church.
All right. Let me ask you the question.
Yeah.
One spouse passes.
Uh-huh.
Their home, their real estate. What happened?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Nothing happens?
Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Right? Unless you've done something proactive.
Okay. All right.
Right? All right. But nothing. Right? So if you think about that, my wife and I, we own our home. Both of our names are on the title. If I die, nothing.
Yeah.
My name doesn't come off the title of the home,
Oh, okay.
Right? Absolutely nothing, which I guess would be just fine until, oh, I don't know, my wife wanted to go and refinance the home or sell the home.
Yeah.
Right? Because then, guess what? A whole lot of nothing has still happened, and my name is still on the title.
Okay, so you got a deceased spouse.
Yep.
Name is still on the title.
Yep.
What happened?
Yeah. Well, so in Washington, right, it's you got to go through probate. You got to go through some sort of process to remove the deceased person's name from the title of the home. This isn't something that just magically happens. Okay. This is when you die, your name doesn't decompose from the title. It's still there. So
okay,
you have
okay,
to do
hang
something
on, let me ask
about
you. So let's say Lisa and I are both our names are on the title.
Yep.
And I take the dirt nap.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Before she can do anything, sell, refinance, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
She's got to get my name
off
the title.
She's got to get your name off the home. She's got to get your name off the home. And a lot of people say to me, oh, Phil, Washington's a community property state. Why, I thought it'd just go on.
Why don't you do the whole segment in that voice?
Oh, Phil, community property.
We're going to do the rest of the show.
Well, it really only comes when they divorce or they.
Now I'm sounding like Carl Spackler from what was that golf movie? Caddyshack.
Well, I was caddy for the Dalai Lama, and it's a community property state.
All right.
I think that in my mind, that's exactly what it looks like when somebody asks about community property state. Right. Yeah, it's who I talk to the lamb about community property.
Okay.
So same thing. So community property in Washington does not mean what people think it means. Community property doesn't mean that when I pass away, all of a sudden my name magically disappears from the title and everything goes to my wife. That's not how it works. Community property means that my half, if my name is on the title, my half is my half.
Okay.
Community property was set up to protect my ability to decide where my half goes. It wasn't set up to protect my spouse by just giving it directly to her.
Yeah.
So if I pass away and my name is on there, I could have given it to my wife if I wanted to with a revocable living trust. I could have given it to the church. I could have given it to the man down the street. I could have done whatever I wanted with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I haven't done anything, then your name's still there. Your name's still on the title.
You know, I think a doctor prescribing medicine would say that sounds contraindicated.
Ooh.
I like that.
You just brought. Over here talking like the Bill Murray from Caddyshack, and you're talking about
contraindicated.
Wow.
Well, actually, I think counterintuitive.
Sure.
Doesn't sound like that should be the case.
No, and most people think that, right? They go, community property state, everything will go to the surviving spouse. And no, that's just not at all. It protects the choice of the deceased spouse so they can give their half to whomever they want. So, no proactive steps.
If they don't do anything, spouse's name stays on the real estate.
Absolutely, and that of course limits what the spouse can do with the property.
Yeah, they can't sell. They can't refinance.
You can't refinance it. You can't gift it to anybody. You're stuck in it. Now nobody's going to come beating on your door and saying, "Oh, you got to go through probate. You got to remove this deceased person's name from the title." But if anything happens, again, if you want to refinance or sell or gift or anything like that, that's when they're going to put the screws to you and they're going to say, well, now you got to go through this process and you got to get the name off of there.
Well, I was going to ask you about that process. Since this person's girlfriend or
there was a person
that thinks you're totally wrong.
Sure.
And it sounds like you're totally right.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to get the deceased spouse off the property. How do we
Absolutely.
Do that?
Usually that's probate at this point, right? So usually that is a lengthy court process. It's about $6,500. It's about a year and a half. And what you're doing, see, the government doesn't want you to just pass away and then skip out on your final tab. So the idea is if your name is on the title of the home and you pass away, then the government wants to make sure that you've paid all your final debts before your half goes to anybody.
They just want their money.
Exactly. Right. So the whole probate process is about making sure that notice goes in a local newspaper and that all your family knows that you've passed away. So now everybody can come forward and make a claim against your estate and say, you owed me money. And if you just transfer the property directly to a spouse, that just doesn't happen. And so probate is usually what happens and is needed to happen if somebody hasn't done anything and the deceased person is still on the title.
Well, I'm thinking if you want to get them off the title, but you want to go through probate, you always talk about the revocable living trust.
And that is a much, much better option. If these folks, if this person's friend, if this person's very wise friend has a revocable living trust, then what that means is that they're able to bypass probate. Because remember, the rule is you have to go through probate if you pass away and you own real estate or more than $100,000 in other assets. So if you create a revocable living trust, you're creating a legal bucket. You put all your assets in the bucket. And now when you pass away a pauper. You don't own anything. You don't own enough to trigger probate. So if my wife and I have a revocable living trust and we own our home, then when I pass away, my wife has to do absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. And she can still do whatever she wants with the home at this point. She's still the trustee, so she can sell it and refinance it and gift it or do whatever she wants. And then when she passes away, our kids don't have to go through probate to remove her name. They just take over as trustee and they can distribute the assets according to the terms of the trust. So it's a much better way to do it. A revocable living trust accomplishes what this person thinks, or this person's friend thinks, just happens by magic.
Well, this person probably should call you, make an appointment, 360-746-7169, and you can sit her down and say, you know, I'm Phil George, and I wasn't mistaken, but you'll do it softly. You'll do it with kit gloves.
Her damn me back probate.
You want to do the wrap-up next?
Let's do it.
That's coming up next on KGMI.
Any and all information provided by this radio program is for general information and entertainment purposes and is not intended to give legal advice. Listening or interacting with this radio program does not create an attorney-client relationship, and any information sent to this radio program may not be constituted as attorney-client privilege. It is important that you seek counsel and discuss your case with a competent attorney. Review your local state bar for information on each attorney you hire.
Isn't it finally time to get your affairs in order? You've been putting it off and putting it off, but did you know more than 70% of retirement plans fail when families need them most? Don't let your family be one of the 70%. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will show you how to give yourself the best possible chance at a dignified retirement and the best possible chance for peace of mind for your whole family. That means no running out of money from uncovered long-term care costs or extravagant death taxes. No being forced out of your home against your wishes, and never becoming a burden on your loved ones. Don't let a lack of planning spoil your retirement or your family's future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you won't have to worry about being one of the 70% that fail. Let the folks at Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
How confident are you in your estate plan? Confident enough to know you won't run out of money from uncovered long-term care costs? Confident enough to know you won't be forced out of your home against your wishes? Confident enough to know you'll never become a burden on your loved ones? If you aren't 100% confident in your estate plan, it's not the plan for you. Don't risk it, and don't wait until it's too late. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will make sure you can lead a dignified retirement and offer your family peace of mind, so you'll never have to worry about exorbitant expenses, being forced from your home, or becoming a burden. And if you don't have an estate plan yet, the attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal Solutions are there to guide you. Put your plan in place today so you can prepare yourself and your family for the future, no matter what it holds. Safe Harbor Legal will show you exactly how to set your family up for success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
Did you know that if you have a will, your spouse will probably have to take your estate through probate after you die? That's right. A will is designed to take your estate through probate. That means your spouse will be responsible for paying your final tab after you pass. Probates are usually a minimum of $5,000 and take at least 6 months to complete. But we've all heard those horror stories about probates that cost way more and take way longer than that. If you want to learn how to avoid one of these fiascos when you or your spouse passes, then reach out to Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide you through a plan that reduces the risk of financial burden on the loved one you leave behind. Don't set your spouse up for failure. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you can keep your spouse from having to go through probate after you pass. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for future success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
Back on KGMI, The Aging Hour, Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I'm Bill Davis, along with Phil George, elder law attorney, counselor at law. Oh, here you go. That crowd noise that you know, we need, Mr. Producer Man, would you eventually get us a crowd clapping sound effect?
That would be nice.
For this fine, you know, I mean, we have to do it ourselves. We shouldn't, you know, we go, you know, that. It's the final segment, which, of course, most people cheer.
Yes.
Because that means the show's almost over.
Critics.
I can hear people saying, thank God our long national nightmare is over.
We just come here to
try to help people, try to give them some good points.
All we're trying to do is educate.
And all you listeners do is just cast aspersions on the honest quality approach that we try to take to this
all
show.
All we get are people sending in emails questioning my knowledge.
Last segment. They said you were wrong.
Exactly.
You're totally wrong.
There were exclamation points.
I have never known Phil to be wrong the entire time I have been working with him.
He's reading from the script.
I know. What did we cover today?
So we talked about some good things. First one is, what is the biggest reason that estate plans fail when families need them the most? And so we talked about this. 70% of estate plans fail when families need them the most. And failure looks like running out of money due to uncovered long-term care costs. It looks like having to pay too much in estate taxes. It looks like your family being forced to go through probate. It looks like you're becoming a burden on your family. And so all of these different things are things that you can absolutely avoid if you actually do your estate planning and do it correctly. But most people don't. And so that's what failure looks like, is running into this situation where, you haven't put anything together. And now all of a sudden you run out of money due to uncovered long-term care costs. Or you put your kids in a position where they have to pay for your long-term care, or they have to leave their job to take care of you. Or you leave too many holes in your own estate plan so that now your kids have to come in and make decisions for you in an atmosphere where there's a lot of tension and there's a lot of emotion and everything else. And so what you're doing is you're basically setting them up to fight. So you can avoid all of that. You can absolutely avoid all of that, but you have to get your estate planning document set up correctly to do it.
We had a couple of special guests a few minutes ago in the studio. Andrew and Mary Noe from the Weitzel Home Team powered by Remax. They left the studio because they did not want to go through the pain of the wrap-up.
It looks like they couldn't get out of here fast enough.
We're not done yet. No, we're done. But it's great to have them come in.
It was. Yeah. They wanted to get out of here before the pitchfork game, and I understand that completely, but they had a lot of good information about capital gains. And so remember what they told us, capital gains is basically the difference. It's the difference between what you purchase a home for and what you sell a home for. They talked to us about ways to improve your home and things you can do to kind of bring that capital gain down. They talked to us about, just different ways to avoid capital gains tax, to try to mitigate it as much as possible. And it is. It's absolutely something that people should be thinking about out there. And again, I think that reaching out to the good folks at Weitzel and Andrew Home Team by Remax, powered by Remax, is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So give those folks a call. They're good folks. They specialize in senior housing.
We had another email that not this person, but their girlfriend and their husband.
Basically talked
about, you know, well, when somebody passes the names off the real estate mortgage, all of that, the name's off and it automatically goes to the spouse. And they basically said you were wrong.
Right.
Everything
you know
you've said has been wrong.
It's pretty easy to be an armchair attorney out there, right? It's pretty easy if you don't have to be the one to buckle up every Saturday and come in here and bring knowledge, okay?
The bottom line of their email, they thought, like, if the husband passes, the wife automatically gets the house, even if his name is still on the title.
Right.
And if she goes to sell it, no problem. And you said, of course, there's a problem.
There's a huge problem. Yeah. If you try to sell it, if you try to refinance it, if you try to gift it, the name doesn't just magically drop from the title. So that just does not occur in Washington State. You have to do something proactive in order to get the name off the title of the home. Mm-hmm. And there are ways that you can do that so that you can actually avoid probate. And the best way that I've found is actually have a revocable living trust. It protects you from just about about everything. If you've got property in more than one state, if you've got kids that have a penchant towards fighting, if you've got an estate that is a little bit larger, so you want to make sure you're not going to have to pay any estate taxes, all of that can be cured. And I think that it regrows hair too, the revocable living trust.
Mm-hmm.
Trademark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Those who are listening and those basically who were applauding the fact that this is the final segment and the show's almost over, I'm sure they're saying to themselves, why in the world would we want you to come to our group and speak to us because we don't like your final segment?
We don't like your final segment. Why would we want to hear this again?
But.
Right.
For those
yes.
who are much yes. more intelligent,
absolutely,
much more beautiful and smarter,
way better looking.
You've got a calendar that's booking up pretty quickly
really
for 2024. Is. If you want to hear Phil speak at your club, your fraternal order, things like
that. Yep. And we do a lot of this. And you're right. My calendar is filling up. I think now we're filled up through about June or July of this year. And so we do. We go out to a lot of different local churches. We go to a lot of different unions. We go to a lot of different fraternal orders to just kind of bring this message about how you can set your family up for success with your estate planning. I know all too often people think that, you know, a will is a will is a will, right? Mm-hmm. And if they're just walking down the road and they see that road will laying on the side of the road, they pick it up, dust it off, sign their name to it, then they've checked the box and everything is done. And, you know, I'm here to tell you that the road will or the will you get online or the will that you get for free is probably the fastest way to put your family in a really, really bad situation when it comes time and now your family needs to use it because you've either lost your capacity or you've passed away. There are better ways to think about this stuff. And so that's what we do. We talk to people about how to think about planning a little bit differently. And I have to tell you, the educational seminars that we give are very, very well received. And so if you would like us to come and talk to your group, if you'd like me to come and put on an educational seminar for them, probably the best way for you to get that information about how to start down that road is to go to my website, www.safeharborlegal.com. Scroll down about halfway. You'll see a button there that says push me for more information. And then fill in your information. We'll get back to you and we'll see if we're a good fit for your organization or not. And like I said, if we are, then I'm happy to come out and talk to your group. Give them some information on how to plan a little bit differently so they can set them and their families up for success.
And the people who, you know, are happy that the show's almost over.
Right.
Those people who come to see you or when you go to see them,
sure.
Maybe they can pull them aside and say, hey, you might be wrong about this.
Right.
It's a good show.
I'd have to think that the people that are all happy about the show being over probably can't read street signs, so they'd have trouble. They'd have trouble getting to us, Bill. So
they won't even get there. Nice. I like it.
Folks, thank you for joining us, and don't forget to tune in every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. Remember, you do not have to set your family up for failure in your retirement. We can show you how to set them up for success.
See you next time, buddy.
You know you will.
Yep.